Welcome back to Finding God's Grace. This is Tony Agnese. You know, if you enjoy contemporary Christian music as I do, you're always looking for places to discover the music and discover new artists, especially if those artists happen to be Catholic. But there's very few places that you can find Catholic contemporary Christian artists, and one of those is a place I found a while back called the Catholic Playlist, and it happens to be hosted by a friend of mine, Jeff Compton. Jeff, welcome to Finding God's Grace.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell me a little bit about your interest in contemporary Christian music and how the Catholic Playlist show came about.
Well, Tony, the Catholic Playlist show came about as I was seeking to find a way to add a taste of music to our radio station that I manage here in Northwest Ohio. And when I did that, I wanted to incorporate and keep with the mission of the radio station, which is Catholic artists. And I embarked on this whole idea of maybe putting together a show. And I wasn't sure that I could find enough Catholic artists out there that did contemporary music that so many people enjoy. But much to my surprise, there is quite a few Catholic artists out there making very good music.
Mm-hmm. And how do they normally get discovered? How do they get, what kind of exposure do they normally get?
Well, in terms of radio, there's very little exposure. These are artists that you'll find performing at youth conferences, at diocesan youth events, other sorts of events like that. You won't hear them on the radio much because the industry, it's a big industry, the Christian music industry is, but some of the Catholic artists, when they're true to their faith, they aren't given a fair shake, really. So how they get heard is usually right now through the Catholic Playlist show.
Mm-hmm. So before you came up with the idea of doing a program that was all Catholic artists, if a young person went to a youth conference, they might hear an artist that they really liked, and because of that artist, maybe discover a second and third. So it's a kind of a slow process. What was it that made you say, well, you know, there are enough artists to do a program, and how long have you been doing the Catholic Playlist?
Well, believe it or not, I've been doing the Catholic Playlist for nearly 2 years now. I started in the late June of 2013 because we have the diocese here has a summer free concert, and so I wanted to help promote that with some of the music, and that's kind of where things got started. And then I just kind of built up over time the roster of artists that I've discovered going through everything. You know, I started off with five or six and was really not sure I could fill an hour, but now there's well over 100 artists now in the roster that I have, with new releases every day, new artists coming along making great music, and now it's a real joy to kind of be able to put these shows together.
Mm-hmm. Being a fan of the show myself, and I've been listening probably for close to those 2 years, you have an opportunity too, Jeff, to talk to some of these artists and hear their stories and talk to them. Any stand out in your mind of the artists early on when you first put the show on that you got a chance to speak with?
Well, I tell you, there's a couple of artists especially that had, I think, some incredible stories to tell. One is Amanda Vernon, and the other is Michael James Meddy. And both of those artists, in order to support themselves full-time, here's what they did. They rented their houses for a year, moved their families into RVs, and crisscrossed the country playing events and promoting their music. And they all did that because of the love of their Catholic faith and to be able to share the message with those out there, which I found to be an incredible story, really, because mm-hmm. that's not something that we normally think about doing these days. They're true missionaries.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You use the word missionaries, and that's a pretty apt description for many of these artists.
Absolutely. It absolutely is.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me some of the response you've gotten from listeners over the course of these last 2 years about the Catholic Playlist show.
Well, the reaction to it is folks are very grateful to be able to have an outlet to be able to find this music and these artists and to be able to listen to it. A lot of folks are very surprised to find out that there is good music being created by contemporary Christian music by Catholic artists. Mostly they're surprised, and then they're very grateful, and they become very loyal fans of the show as we, you know, try to bring them new music every week, find a new artist, give a little bit of in-depth story into their music and into their backgrounds to be able to, you know, help them promote themselves and to let our art, let our audience know more about them.
And I know oftentimes you have a featured artist, one artist that you kind of zero in on each week, and it allows you to get to know those artists a little bit on a more personal basis, and it kind of it really makes the music come alive.
It does. You know, we talk about the show being able to share the joy of the gospel through the power of music, and that's indeed what it is. And these folks know that music can reach people in a way that sometimes, you know, the spoken word or through other means doesn't quite break through. But music sort of transcends that, and I'm happy to be able to bring that to them.
Jeff, I know the show started on your own station that you manage, WJTA there in is that Putnam County, Leipzig, Putnam County?
It is Putnam County, you bet.
And but then it grew from that and it became its own website, the CatholicPlaylistShow.com. Was that right from the beginning, or was that something that as the interest increased, the separate website came about?
I pretty much had planned all along to be able to provide the show via digital distribution, you know, via podcast, to be able to reach a wider audience than just my radio station, mm-hmm. and I wanted to offer it to those other radio stations out there as well. So they're pretty much synonymous together because, you know, we can reach so many more people through other means rather than broadcast. So mm-hmm. I think it's very helpful. They kind of go hand in hand.
And not only, you know, and as we talk about that, you know, this program is heard on several Catholic radio stations, but by having it available on Stitcher or on iTunes and those things, it really opens it up to a much broader audience. But the reason I asked Jeff to spend some time with us today is because I've got some exciting news about the Catholic Playlist Show. I personally have listened to it online here over the last couple of years, but now the program is heard and has been heard on the Annunciation Radio family of stations in Toledo, Bowling Green, and Sandusky, Port Clinton, and in Mansfield, Lexington, and in Willard. And now, beginning this Sunday at 1 o'clock, the show is going to be heard on Living Bread Radio. That's WILB, 1060 AM in Canton, and WILB FM 89.5 in Youngstown. So you are expanding, at least on the over-the-air broadcast, and now for the listeners in the Toledo area and also the listeners of Living Bread Radio in the Youngstown-Canton area, it'll be a weekly broadcast. Very exciting.
It is exciting, and I'm glad to have them on board.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to those programs, you can always hear the show. If you don't happen to be available Sundays at 1, the neat thing about it is you can tune in at any time at your convenience at thecatholicplaylistshow.com. And all of the shows are there, and I think you have the all 2 years archived right there. And
absolutely.
And go back and listen to additional programs. Jeff, it's a great show. I have enjoyed it, and I enjoy each and every one of them. And quite frankly, I find some alone time in my office to kind of listen to it while I work. And it's a great background, and I've learned the names of and the work of a lot of great artists who do a lot of sacrifice to bring the music. And I really appreciate all you've done to bring this music to light, and look forward to hearing the Catholic Playlist Show on Living Bread Radio in Canton and Akron, and on Annunciation Radio up in Toledo. It's fantastic. Jeff, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Tony. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Talk to you soon. God bless you. And that's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For more information about any of the guests that we've interviewed today, please go to our website at findinggodsgrace.com and then click on the tab Radio. All the information, links to their websites and books will be there. That's our show for today. Enjoyed having you with us. We'll see you again next week. Until then, God bless you.
You've been listening to Finding God's Grace with Catholic storyteller, author, and broadcaster Tony Agnese. For more information on the program, go to findinggodsgrace.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to Tony's Monday morning inspirational blog message and his Thursday podcast, and follow Tony on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+ for more information. Join us again next time for Finding God's Grace.